Rob, how've you been?
Guys, nothing has changed for you.
Can we be careful with that one?
Motherfucker, sit down, shut up, stay in your own lane.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that memo.
This guy comes into your house as a guest and then takes a giant shit on your living room floor.
I can't blame you because after all this time, I should have just trusted you without saying it.
Cappy's got a jar of peanut butter there somewhere. The only way that dog could tolerate him.
I'm too tall for that.
Fuck it, I don't give a shit.
And there goes the monetization.
Birth control makes women unattractive and crazy.
The fuck?
Red evening. It's better than work.
Most definitely better than work.
Yeah, it was one of those weeks.
Oh, dude. Man, I'm telling you, for, you know, the holidays being over. No, not for me, they're not. You know, it's the week after New Year's and nothing has changed for me. It's like, holy shit. It's, dude, the only day this week that I had a reprieve or a respite was Thursday. Tuesday, Wednesday, and today, oh, motherfucker, I'm telling you what.
Oh, do tell. Now I'm curious.
Yeah, it's just one of those that my Tuesday and Wednesday were so heavy, so many jobs, so much shit that they stuck other guys with me to get it done. Same with today. You know, today we started out with 29 jobs. Yeah, we did 19 of them because we couldn't finish. It was just too much. You know, even I knew it when I saw it last night. I'm like, oh, fuck. All right. You know, my job never fails to amuse me because they're like, well, here's your Tuesday. Wow. That's not light, but I could do it by myself. I can. But if you're going to throw help at me, I'm going to take it because then I'm not like dead tired. Wednesday was Wednesday and Wednesdays are always shit. Thursday, most of the time is pretty heavy, but this one I was like, oh, wow. Okay. It's a nice day. Great. I'll take advantage of it. And then, you know, I get back from work and I see what Friday is and I'm like, of course. And even management was like, we don't expect you to get it all done. And I'm like, well, then why did you put all this shit on me anyway? When you knew I wasn't going to get it all done, even with help, why did you put it on me anyway? But whatever. Hey, I just work here. Fuck it. I'll do what I can. Not going to kill myself. Not going to fucking... It's just paper. Who gives a fuck? And yeah, that's where it was like, you know, we started off with 28 jobs, did 18. It's like, well, there you go.
There you go.
That's it. And there you have it.
And like, did they give you shit for not being able to finish it?
Oh, no, no, no,
no,
no. But it was just the idea that you gave me all these jobs, even though you knew and you said I wouldn't get them done, that you knew. Then why did you give me all the fucking jobs? Why didn't you cut it back to what I actually did do? You know, did you think by some miraculous experience I would turn into Alex Costello and start slaying boars and bears or what? You know, inside joke. I had to watch Alex earlier on his Twitch stream and watch him crash his computer. It was fun. I enjoyed
it. He's still playing Skyrim?
Oh, dude. Alex, he was playing it on God mode, dude, where boars and bears were fucking killing him left and right. That's how fucking bad he is. One more, please. Of course you had to go there.
Oh,
it's okay. Hello. I love him anyway, because, you know, kids, if you don't follow Wine More Please on Twitter, you probably should, because this is the guy that does the Lord's work. He does all the heavy lifting. So you don't have to. He shows the screenshots from Reddit or wherever the hell he's getting it from. And I don't even need to read it. And I don't, because why would I? When I got Wine More Please going, Jesus fucking Christ, guys, have some self-respect. That's all I needed to know. So thank you, Wine More Please.
Wine More Please's Substack is also pretty awesome.
Oh, it is. Yeah, I've read some of his stuff when he decides to post.
Don't marry a shitty woman.
Have some self-respect, grow some balls, Yeah. Jesus. You know, that's the thing. I saw that earlier today. You know, he's like, Jesus fucking Christ, you guys need to get some self-respect. And I'm like, enough said. I don't need to read the screenshot. You know, other guys are like, yeah, I got halfway through it. And I'm like, I didn't need to read it. I just saw his comment, the commentary. That's all that's necessary. I you know, that's why I say he's doing the Lord's work because he's reading it. So I don't have to. That's the point. That's why I love him.
I'll read it so you don't have to. I'll do it so you don't have to.
Right. Well, you know, he's definitely taking one for the team. I'll tell you what, because it's like I'll just read whatever he quote tweets it with, and that's enough. That's good enough for me. I don't need to go any further. I don't need to waste 30 seconds of my life to figure out what are these retards saying now? Nope. Winemore, please, already nailed it in the caption. He's like, Jesus Christ, have some self-respect. Yep, good enough for me. I already know where this is going. I don't need to read that shit to figure it out. I don't need the plot twist because there's no plot twist. That's one thing about him. There's never a plot twist, kids. I've never seen him go, hey, there's a plot twist here. Unless he goes, plot twist, he was retarded. You know, it's like, oh, shit. Well, there we are.
Spoiler alert. I see dead people.
See, there it is. I do it all for you. Same old, same old. See, this is the guy doing the heavy lifting. Okay. He really is. You know, he's a godsend and you dumbasses don't even know it.
Well, it was one of my favorite shows to do, just with Winemore, Please, where he shows up all relaxed, all chill. I'm like, okay. This man is going to be vicious. Nope. Just chill, laid back, talking about Pokemon a bit.
That's the plot twist. You're thinking, oh shit, here we go. And nope, he just talked about Pokemon.
Even Ryan mentioned that about that show. He's like, it warms the heart, man. It warms the heart. It's like, you know, this guy is the ultimate savage on Reddit, calling people out for everything they do wrong. And then he sits with some Dutch guy talking about Japanese animation.
You know, I think it's, there was someone else who said something along those lines. I don't remember where the hell I even saw it. I know it was on Twitter, but I don't remember who it was, but I was like, man, the motherfucker's got a point. They're absolute savages online so that they can be like normal human beings in real life. Okay. And yes, technically, kids, we're online, me and Jack and all of you assholes, but at least as far as I'm concerned with me and Jack, because we're having a real live conversation right now in real time. This is kind of like real life, close enough that I don't need to be a savage. I don't need to be a douche. You know, I'm just having a conversation with my younger brother here. That's all this is.
Every now and then you can be a douche. Don't worry about that. I need it every now and then.
Well, you know, if you're going to ask me, Rob, am I being a douche? You know, I'm going to go, you really want to talk about this live? Because we can do this backstage. And you're going to go, no. I need to know the truth, Rob. All right. I
see what you did there.
Yeah, you saw it. And then I'm going to give it to you because you asked for it, okay? But otherwise, it's one of those, we'll talk at backstage, you know? We'll talk like most people do in real life, that I'll sit you down or take you aside and say, that thing you're doing? Yeah, don't do that.
Just don't.
You know, it's easy to be attractive. It's not so easy to be unattractive.
No, but I mean, that's the hard part of it all. That's the hard part of it.
It is.
Don't be unattractive.
Well, being attractive is lose some weight, fucking get a haircut, wash your balls, wash your penis, wash your fucking armpits and, you know, brush your teeth and floss and wear clothes that fit and are clean. Okay. Or somewhat clean. There's no stains on them. Okay. That's the easy part. That's the be attractive part. The don't be unattractive part is where most guys fuck up, because part of being attractive. Now, you can call me out, Jack. The chat can call me out. And I would hope Winemore Please would call me out if I'm wrong with what I'm about to say, which is one of the biggest parts where most guys are unattractive is you don't know when to shut your fucking mouth. Way too many guys on here run their mouths, and it's like part of being attractive is everything else. You're jacked, you're ripped, you're shredded, you got a good haircut, you're wearing some fucking nice fitting clothes, but you don't know when to shut your fucking mouth. And I had to learn that too the hard way, but I didn't learn it from the internet. I just learned it from experience that, yeah, maybe I had to shut my fucking mouth more. And while I'll run it here on stream, in real life, I tend to listen way more than I talk, whether it's with women or it's with men.
Even with men?
Oh, yeah, dude. Most guys here. Winemore, please, if you're still here, you might be able to back me up on this, maybe not. One of the biggest things I've learned, that the whole social cues, read a room, social calibration, one of the biggest things I've learned about most of the retards in this space is...
There are a lot of them.
Oh, dude, there's so many that I have to block most of them. Okay, because it's year of the block. But one of the things I've learned that most guys don't understand is, guys, if another man finds you insufferable, you do not stand a chance with women. If I can sit around and you come in and you start running your mouth and I'm like, fuck this guy. Women are, they're going to smell it, see it, hear it a mile away. And they're going to shut you down, whether they're going to walk away from you in real life or not even come into your gravitational pull. Or it's online and they're like, yeah, fuck that guy. He's bitter. He's whatever. That's that don't be unattractive thing. If a guy finds you insufferable, you do not stand a chance with women. So it's not, hey, Rob, how do I get the girls? As Aaron Clary would say. It's like, dude, I'm looking at you going, fuck you, dude. I wouldn't have a beer with you. I wouldn't talk to you in real life because of the way you act online. If I find you insufferable, women already have you marked. So you're not looking for game 101. You're looking for remedial game, like game 96. You're looking for shit where how can I be cool around the guys? Where guys are like, oh, he's cool. He's all right. Okay. If you can banter and bullshit and fuck around with dudes and the dudes are thinking, hey, he's okay. Then you have a modicum of chance with women. Okay. That's where, oh, game 101 comes in. Guys think I'm okay. If guys are like, fuck this retard, well, guess what? You don't stand a chance. You just don't.
Remember, I've said that before. Like, if you can't open the girl, no, the old man at the register, don't even try with women. If you can't hold a normal conversation, don't even bother.
Well, you know, that's the thing. I've said it in the past that it's like, man, if I find you insufferable, you have no chance. None. Zero. Zip, zilch, nada with women. If I, as a guy, am like, fuck that guy, you know? And trust me, most of the guys I'm blocking these days, I'm looking at it going, fuck that guy. You know, I don't want anything to do with that guy. Nothing. Not even online. I'd fuck that guy. He's insufferable. He's a fucking retard. I don't care. I got 130 IQ. Yeah, go fuck yourself. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, good job. And you're still arguing online.
But it good doesn't job. Even matter what it is. It's just, oh, this dude's fucking insufferable. He's got to go out. Because in real life, I wouldn't talk to that motherfucker either. I go to a bar, I go to a restaurant, I go to the drag races or whatever it is I'm doing. Some retard. Yeah, go away, dude. I don't want to hear from you. You know, back in the motorcycle days, you'd have gotten your fucking lights cleaned out because someone would have clocked you.
Oh, you know? Yeah, you were in a motorcycle gang.
club. We were not a gang.
Get it straight.
Just saying. We were motorcycle enthusiasts. We were not a gang.
Okay. So not like, I'm thinking about the Dutch one, which is not Hell's Angels. What's the Dutch one called again?
I don't know. I never went to Dutchland, so I have no idea what chapters of what groups are there. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. No, but they're pretty known to like... dabble in the shady part of the law, sort of say.
No. You have to understand, Jack. Motorcycle clubs, whether 1% or not, tend to take matters into their own hands. They don't want to get law enforcement involved, whether you call it shady or not, okay? They tend to police their own, okay? And if you wear a back that represents a club, then you are a representative of said club, which means your actions and your behavior is a reflection upon the rest of that club. Well, they're going to police that. They're not going to call law enforcement. They're not going to file a grievance with Chest Rockwell in a court of law. They're going to take matters into their own hands because that's the life.
That would be the goddamn plot twist of the day. Actually, Chesty is head of a motorcycle club, and you are now officially screwed.
Now, I'll tell you, if Chest was ever involved in a motorcycle club, he'd probably be more like the secretary or the vice president. He wouldn't be the president, the road captain, or the sergeant at arms, because he'd be calling shots from the fucking back. I already know. Okay?
Speaking of motorcycle clubs, hello, Glenn Lawrence.
Hey,
we just don't trouble the police. Oh, that's a way of viewing it. It's like, we just don't bother law enforcement.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that, why get them involved? Because you don't need to, because then there's police reports and there's tribunals and court investigations. And we don't need to handle all that fucking red tape when we can just settle it here and now.
Yeah, of course. So, you know, that saves the police some trouble.
Hey, it saves everybody a lot of time and trouble, and it saves a lot of money, too.
You're not wrong.
No, dude, I'll tell you, most of the justice that I got to see dispensed and or be a part of, maybe, maybe not, whatever the resolution was, it was final. And insufferable guys didn't last long. Rather, it was the same club with the same patch, or if it was a different club with a different patch. The whatever the matter was, whatever the dispute was, whatever the stepping on toes were, whatever trifling bullshit showed up, it was okay until it wasn't. But most guys that, you know, decided to be alpha males figured it out real fast.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, oh, but that comes back to you and I talked about this before. It's the whole ego thing where it's like, I gotta prove I'm right. It's like, no.
Egos got checked real quick in the motorcycle world. Okay. Yeah. Egos got checked at the door. You didn't need to go online. You didn't need to file a police report. They just got checked real fast. Just saying, you know, it's the world I was in for a lot of years. And it's like, oh, fuck, here comes the next, you know, alpha male. And the alpha male wasn't that alpha after a minute, you know. Somebody had to go and tell him, you know, he got a warning, maybe two. You know, slow it down, champ. Maybe you ought to shut your mouth. Maybe you ought to handle your business. And most guys, if they were smart, figured it out that, ooh, shit. Okay, some learned, some didn't, but they learned too. It's no different here. Most of the guys that are uncalibrated dipshits have never been in a motorcycle club, and it shows. You know, that's, but then again, the motorcycle clubs I know, none of those guys would have these guys because they know that, well, he's going to run his mouth, and now we're going to have to do something about him running his mouth, and we're going to have to do something about him. So, that's the big thing about that don't be unattractive part. Mm-hmm. Most guys are okay with the be attractive part because, oh, you know, look like Andrew Tate and be jacked and wear Armani suits and Rolex watches and all the bullshit. Hey, nothing wrong with that. There's validity in all of it. I understand. It's wash your hair, wash your penis. Okay. Mm-hmm. but they don't understand the shut your mouth part.
Chesty's right on this one. A bad choice in bro will screw you over worse than any woman. Yep.
God damn right. Guys like that will always put you in danger. Oh, dude. Dude. That we had plenty of hangarounds and potential prospects that never made it even to prospect status. That's why I say potential. Because them doing loose cannon shit and running their mouths put the rest of us in danger. And it's like, you gotta go. And you can either, you know, there's two ways to leave the premises. You can leave on your feet or on your back. Which one do you want? Most chose on their feet, but some chose on their back, and that's what they got. But they were being unattractive, to use the parlance of, you know, red pill rule zero. Same shit. It's most of the time it comes down to, at least in my experience when I was in the club, the great majority of the difference of opinions, the conflict, if you will, whether intra or inter, it didn't matter, involved somebody who couldn't shut the fuck up.
And that's what you get. Real quick, Dung is fun for $2.
Let me pull it up. Here we go.
Dung is fun for $2. Thank you very much. Rob, is it true that you don't lose hair? It migrates.
Correct.
Starts with the widow's peak.
Goes all the way back. Or it starts in the back and works its way from the crown to the front. It depends on male pattern baldness, but it migrates. Yes, it goes south.
Dark Knight Dev for $2. Social awareness and game are paramount. Yes.
Okay,
yes,
I'm gonna split hairs with Dev. Just minor. We're like I said, we're splitting hairs. Social awareness. Right. Well, I'm gonna join you here in a second. We're gonna, you know, cross swords or something.
You do the first super chat.
All right, fine. Go pee. I'll do my thing in a minute here. Dev, I'm gonna split hairs with you. You're not wrong, good sir. But at the same time, to me, social awareness is game, okay? They're not independent in my book. Game to me is nothing more than having a conversation. Whether you're gaming another dude to buy you a beer or not beat your ass, you know, because you said something stupid in the bar, that's game, okay? Now we can say, well, game is, you know, escalating things to a sexual level as far as women, as inter, you know, gender dynamics. Okay. But in my book, social awareness is game. It's the same thing. And that's why when I hear, you know, oh, learn game, I understand the concept. But to me, social awareness is game. It's reading the room. It's knowing when in Rome you do as the Romans. It's, oh, I can banter and keep it light and keep it fun. And she laughs and flips her hair. And hey, what do you know? You're going home with her. Or I'm bringing a book to the bar and I'm going to tell you about the abstract. And I'm going to run my mouth until someone shuts it for me. They're the same thing in my book, sir. But otherwise, I get what you mean and I appreciate it and I respect what you're saying. All right. Anyway, guys, I got to go pee real quick too. So I guess you get the silence for a minute. Okay. Hey, Chester, you still here? Yes, you are. Goddamn good. Hey, sir. So you made a tweet about a breakfast stout. I don't know if you saw it or not, but I responded in kind to your comment, your tweet. Sir, I am interested in whatever concoction you come up with. Just saying. I'm just putting it out there. I'm very interested in this breakfast stout. Just saying. Whether it's for breakfast or it's a late night, I'm open because I am still seeking that perfect stout.
Like a breakfast stout. What am I thinking of? Eggs and bacon flavor?
Dude, you know what? Maybe. I don't know. I have no idea what the evil genius, the lawful evil genius, is coming up with. I have no idea. But I am interested because I've actually had his butthurt Hefeweizen. And I'm telling you what, that shit was gold. Okay, so I am very interested in whatever his breakfast stout is that he's sitting over there cackling in the Midwest and going, and doing his thing. I seriously want to know because I want some of that. If I can cut it with a knife, it would be even better. But that's me.
An omelet with alcohol. By God, man. No, thank you. Though one of the best omelets I ever had, there were two of the best omelets I ever had. My former main plate, God bless her soul, great girl. She managed, one time she wanted to make my dinner. I'm like, okay, because normally I'm kind of like, no, I can do that shit. Like when I hear guys like, I want a woman who cooks and cleans. So it's like, I can do that myself. I don't want a woman for house chores. You know, I don't care about those things.
Well, they tend to move shit around too. And it's like, don't move my shit around. I know where it is. I know why it's there. Leave it alone. Yeah.
I had one girlfriend once, every time I came home, my chambers were all of a sudden all tidied up. Where it's like everything was
And you
organized.
Couldn't find a goddamn thing after that.
I did actually because she organized everything. It's like, well, okay.
You lost a keeper there. You lost a keeper then.
Did I though?
Did you though? I don't know. You haven't hit my age yet. If she can fucking organize my house and still know where I put everything and why I do, literally she's reading my fucking mind, that might be a keeper. I'm just saying.
Oh, it's like her mom was a bit of an issue.
It happens.
But the former mink, she managed to burn the omelet. And I sat her down. I'm like, look, if you can't even make a proper omelet, I don't know what. It's like,
dude,
I don't know what you're going to do.
Hey, omelets are like, okay, I'm going to give you the scale here, at least in my opinion. Okay. So at the very rudimentary, the absolute basic is, do you burn water and rice? The next step up, just hear me out. I know you got questions. I can see the look on your face. All right. But the next step up is, can you do a steak? You know, and it doesn't matter what the... Don't give them a good cut to start out on. Just ask me how I know, okay? You give them a steak, though. And say, okay, I want this medium or medium rare or even rare. Asking them for rare or even medium rare, I've learned, yeah, that's one of those Mission Impossibles. But okay. Then after that, you get into omelet territory. And then after that, you're getting into beef Wellington territory. Okay. So
Nick August.
Yeah, well, you know, I got to throw a hat tip to Nick, but he's not wrong. Okay, the boil, you know, burning water and rice, that's the next step. There's another step in between the steak and the rice, and that's soup. Okay, can she fuck up soup or no? Most women I've met pass the rice and water test. Some women pass the soup test. I've never met a woman, unless it was under my own guidance, I've never met a woman who can do the steak test. Not one. Because they fucking, it's medium well at best, if not well done. And that's why you don't start them off with filet mignon. You know, you don't give them a New York strip and say, here you go, babe, go at it. No, they're going to fuck it up because that's what they do. I've never met one, not one yet. Not even my mother could get that shit right. Okay. So you start them off on, you know, like a beef round or tube steak or some bullshit that it doesn't matter if she burns the shit. It's okay. You know, it's the thought that counts at that point. And that's fine because it still tastes the same either way. It's still shoe leather. So, you know, you eat it and go, good job, babe. But if she really wants to learn, then you teach her. That's been my experience. And there are some women out there that actually can do a medium rare on a filet mignon, but that's because some guy fucking taught her how to do it, whether it's her dad, her brother, her fucking husband, ex-boyfriend, somebody fucking taught her how to do it. She didn't learn that shit on her own. And Beef Wellington, you know, again, Nick August, we're getting into a whole nother grade of fucking territory here. Nick wants a woman who can make a good Beef Wellington. And I respect his ambition, but I'm like, oh sir, it's never going to happen. That's man territory, and that's just the way it goes. I've never met a woman who could do a Beef Wellington. I've only met one who could do a fucking steak decent. And I'm thinking, okay, either you have a family member that actually sat you down, or you have an ex that sat you down. And either way, thank the gods to them, okay? But otherwise, I'll give them the opportunity. But it's like, here, start with this. Here's the cheap cut. Do this, and we'll see where it goes from there. Otherwise, it's A for effort, F on the actual execution.
I mean, I've had, to go back to the story. I'll do the super chats after that. Don't worry.
Yeah, guys. We're getting there, guys.
So I put the main plate down back then. And I'm like, look, I don't know about, like, no. And the day after, till this day, she made me the best omelet I ever had.
Oh, dude, I'm not saying they can't do it.
No, but it was just such a thing where I was like, oh, okay. And till this day, I go kind of like, look, I'll take you back just for the omelet.
Hey, no, dude. They're, not saying women can't be good cooks. I've met some, hell, the belly dancer, she's got some phenomenal dishes. None of them are omelets. None of them are steak. None of them, not one, is beef Wellington, okay? But she can make some amazing shit. You throw some chicken, some dinosaur, modern day dinosaur at her. She can fucking whip up some mean shit when it comes to dinosaur, okay? That's kind of her forte. And I'm like, hell yeah, sign me up. If when I'm feeling like eating, dinosaur, I'll fucking go to her and be like, bring on the dinosaur, okay? But not the steak. Because she's tried and she knows because she's had my steak. Her whole fucking family's had my steak and they're like, can we have Rob's steak? And I'm like, well, of course you can.
Of course, dear.
Yeah, why of course? That, everyone that I've talked to, I talk about my mac and cheese a lot. And come to find out, for her and for her kids, whatever, it's not the mac and cheese. Not saying they don't think it's good. They're like, oh yeah, that's good shit. It's the steak that they're just like, can we have Rob do the steak? And I'm like, if only you came from my loins. Kids after my own heart.
Yeah. If you only did that, I would have actually made you steak. But you're not mine, so fuck you.
Kind of, sort of. I gave them a taste and they're just like, and I'm like, and that's the difference between me and your mother.
But the second best omelet I ever had was not homemade or whatever. That was at the Sziget Festival, Budapest.
Oh, okay.
Budapest. 10-day festival. And the food was hella cheap.
Mm.
Now, my friend, I have done a lot of things at that festival. But the food, the goddamn was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cheap and it was good.
Mm.
They had a Hungarian omelet.
Oh.
With sausage, vegetables, and fruits and some other meat in it. You're kind of like, huh? But okay.
All right. All right.
It was so good. It really was. Where you go like...
Mm. Well, the fact that you're reminiscing about it here on the show, obviously it had to be pretty decent if you're over here waxing poetic. So, yeah.
There was also like a rice stand, a chicken and rice stand. And it was this one woman who'd scooped up the rice. She was fucking cheap. Like, you got this whole, like, you guys have Chinese takeout and you get the carton.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That filled up with rice.
Mm.
And she only put in like 2 pieces of chicken. And I look at her, no, that piece is. She looks angrily at me, I'm like, that piece too? Like, I'll walk. Okay. She like begrudgingly put that third one in. I'm like, fuck you, lady. No, it's chicken and rice. It's like, we're not going to do the cheap shit.
I want dinosaur with a little side of rice. I don't want a bunch of rice with a side of dinosaur.
Yeah. That was pretty good too. Mm. And I already told you the Nutella pancake store.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, I do have a question for you. Okay, here it is. And this also goes out to the chat too. Since we were talking about, dinosaur and fucking steak, beef. Guys, what is your take on women cooking fish? Now, I'm not talking deep fried, battered up and thrown in the deep fryer because any motherfucker can do that. I'm talking broiled, baked, like some salmon. Or some kind of, I don't care what it is. It could be fucking catfish. I don't care. But we're not talking deep fried. They batter it up and throw it in the fucking deep fryer. I'm talking like baked or broiled. What are you, Jack? What is your take? Guys in the chat, what's your take on that? Because I have my own take on that one, too.
So this is 10 years ago.
10 years. All right. So we're going back. We're taking the way back machine to, you know, to 2014. All right.
It was longer than 10 years.
Okay. Ago. So we're dialing the thing back even further, Sherman. Okay.
I was like about, how old was I? I don't know, somewhere around 19, 20. And this girl started living, like, we met in my hometown. She went to college and we were at her dorm room. And usually her mom always used to cook. And she's like, no, I want to make you catfish. I think it was catfish if I translated well. And I'm like, sure, go ahead. Burned the whole fucking and she served it to me. She's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, it's a, and that was, I believe, the first and last time she ever cooked, I believe.
Well, I think, you know, we have our answer.
It's like, yeah, no. How about you? Any fish store?
Dude, I'm the only one so far that actually knows how to do good fish. Again, we're not talking deep fried. We're talking broiled or baked. But I had to learn it. And believe it or not, because my mom sucked at fish. It was either fucking raw, which you don't want to eat that, or it was burnt to a cinder like what you're talking about, okay? I had to go on YouTube to fucking figure out how to make a good fish. And I did, dude. I can make some of the best fucking broiled salmon you've ever tasted. So that's another one of those things that certain people in my life or even in the past were like, I'm going to let you handle this because they know they're going to fuck it up. Either because it's undercooked, which is dangerous, or usually it's overcooked and you might as well be licking your own asshole to get the taste out of your mouth. Yes, Heimlich maneuver. You know, you've heard of the Heimlich. You've heard of the Heimlich to stop you from choking. The Heimlich maneuvers where you lick your own ass to get the taste out of your mouth.
Isn't that like what cats and dogs do?
Kinda, sorta, yeah. But they're doing it for grooming reasons. This is for taste reasons. I'm telling you, it's fucking terrible. But man, you know how to do a good fish. Now, granted, I'm always going to be the guy that likes steak. You know, give me that shit over fish any day of the week. But every now and then, a good fish is good if it's done right. And I've not met a woman who can do one right, just like steak.
It's a shame, really. But, I mean, it tends to happen. We get to the super chats. Okay, hold on. Where are you?
You got a few. There's at least two or three.
Okay, let's see. Mitch for the Canadian $5.01.
1 cent. I love it.
And he corrected this when he mentioned it. Roll up a bit. So, not a keeper, had a BPDX lovely woman, not anglerfish, pull the stellar organization. Yeah, that's the beginning is wonderful. And then slowly but surely the pot boils. So yeah, it's like, yeah, how do you, it goes too fast, too soon kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Moutinho for $5. What? Anyone crazy enough to allow a woman to cook a steak? I handle the grill and that's that. Thank you, Alex, for the $5. And thank you, by the way, Mitch, for the $5.01. Alex Patino for another $5. But one thing I can tell you, my wife cooks awesome enchiladas. Can make tortillas.
Tortillas.
I just keep her away from steak.
Oh, yes. You know what? I have to add to that because I saw it. And then, you know, we got talking and here we are. But 100% Alex, that's one of the crazy fucking things, okay? My experience has been women can't do steaks and basically they can't do fish either. But dude, my fucking enchiladas made and tortillas? Oh my God. Yeah. Hell yeah. I'll let them do that shit all day long. All day long.
I can actually talk nicely about a woman. Now that we're talking about cooking, there are a couple of things I remember. She could make a good steak. Not only that, do you know those egg wraps with salmon?
Yeah.
Now, normally, we buy those like what's the word I'm looking for? Prepared. Like, already prepared. You buy them in a pack. It's like, they've already made the wrap, blah, blah, blah. She was able to make them. Not only was she able to make them, they wouldn't fall apart.
Oh, we have a connoisseur.
She was actually pretty good at that.
No, dude, there's some things that when it comes to cooking and prepping that women, I don't know if they learned it from their mothers or from YouTube or from their dad or something. I have no idea. Enchiladas, tortillas, what you're talking about, fuck yeah, dude. They're fucking good at that. Dark Knight Dev's got one. He's talking about corned beef hash.
Oh, hold up. Swerve for Dung is Fun, $5.
Oh, here we go.
Rob, when you cook a good steak, if someone puts sauce on it, do you get upset? I do. I do, and that's an insult. I can cook a steak rare, medium rare, and well done.
Oh, dude, well done's not hard. Here's the thing I'm going to say to that. Do I get upset? No. Okay, I don't. I don't get upset if someone else wants to put steak sauce or ketchup or whatever. You know, teach their own. I do kind of look at them sideways and think, pleb, okay? Just like when I go to restaurants that are, you know, that so-called specialize in steak. I always get the waiter or the waitress that comes up to me, and it's almost every time. They go, would you like some steak sauce, sir? And I understand they're doing their job. So I'm not going to get mad at them. I'm not. They're doing their job. They were told to ask. Okay, so... But when they ask me, would you like some steak sauce with that, sir? I look them dead in the eye and go, do I need steak sauce? And they get the message. Because if I need steak sauce, well, don't even bother bringing out the steak. I'm going to leave. You know, if I'm going to eat someone else's steak and they ask me, sir, would you like some steak sauce or ketchup or whatever, I'm going to look them dead in the eye and go, do I need it? Because if I do, then this is not where I want to eat. All I should ideally need is a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper. That's it. Anything else, if I need it, then this isn't the place I want to eat. But if someone else wants to eat my steak with steak sauce or whatever, I know my steaks. And all I can think is pleb. Okay, enjoy your ketchup, enjoy your steak sauce. You have no idea what I just did. But is it an insult per se? Well, yes, it is an insult. But am I going to get mad about it? No, I'm just thinking you're unsophisticated. That's all.
I had friends once, and I thought that was the most impolite thing they ever did. I made pasta, but instead of ground beef, I used ground chicken and
ground dinosaur. Okay.
Yeah. Like I've had people like I love, and I've had people tell me like, it's actually pretty good. Like second servings, everything. The guy like threw it out. And then later at a party, I hear somebody, oh, I heard you're a bad cook. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah. That guy you served like your ground chicken spaghetti. He hated it. It's like, and I walked up to him like, dude, what the hell? It's like, you're going to shit on my hospitality. Fuck you. That's one of the worst things I ever heard about it. Okay. Even my dad ate it. And my dad's not he can be a difficult eater, as we tend to say.
Oh, I get it. Dark Knight Dev said something. He's asking me, corned or canned corned beef hash or homemade corned beef hash? He likes his out of the can fried. That's the one. So here's the thing. I'm going to say this. Because I agree with him. Personally, for me, if I'm making it, I actually prefer it out of the can if I'm doing it. Because making corned beef hash, it's a process. Okay, there's a lot of fucking steps that go into making corned beef hash. Now, if I'm going to a restaurant or a diner or something, and depending on how much they're charging me, I prefer fresh. There's a couple of restaurants around me that actually make their own, and it's worth the money. I'm not going to spend the time because I know what it takes to make corned beef hash. And it's like, fuck, that's a lot of work. Where if I go to the store and buy a couple of cans like you're talking and just throw it in the fucking skillet and scorch it a little bit on the top to give it a nice crispy crust, and then everything else on the inside is cooked, but it's tender. That to me, if I'm, you know, I might have corned beef hash after I get done with the show, now that I think about it. It's going to come out of a can. But if I'm going to go somewhere and pay good money, then I want fresh. I want from scratch. I'm picky that way. Because there's restaurants around here that, here, for $14.99, we'll give you a can of corned beef hash. Yeah, fuck that. I can do that at home for $3. Thanks, but no thanks. But if you're going to charge me $14.99 and it's made from scratch, hell yeah, sign me the fuck up. But I'm not going to make it on my own, because that shit, it's intensive. It's more intensive than I want to deal with. It's like, ah, fuck that. I got shit to do.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, that's the whole thing with cooking shit like that. That's why I said, like, I don't really care about if a woman can cook or whatever, because I can cook mostly myself. So, but it's like I said, the egg wraps, I was just impressed. Where it's like, it doesn't fall apart.
Right.
And that's hard.
Yeah.
So I was just impressed. But in general, I don't want that shit. Just don't be a pain in my ass. This is all I care about. but you also, like, especially in the States, like, it's a big thing to eat out, even breakfast and things like that.
Yeah.
Like, the Dutch do everything at home.
Right.
We just do everything at home. But you have to consider the return on investment, like time, shit right. like that. It right. is a lot cheaper to eat at home.
Oh, absolutely. But there's also, like I said, like using the corned beef hash example. Yes, it would be cheaper for me to go out and buy it all and do it all myself. But the amount of time, I don't want to fuck around with it. I like corned beef hash. I love corned beef hash, but not so goddamn much that I want to sit around and fuck around with it. It's like, nah, give me a can of that shit and it's fine. Yeah. Unless I'm going out. Then, well, if I'm throwing money at you, I want the made from scratch shit, because it just tastes way better and it's way different. Mm. But that's
me. And you fucking paid for it.
Right. That's the thing. If I want to pay top dollar, then I want made from scratch. And if it's not made from scratch, well, fuck, I could have stayed home and opened a can and fucking poured it into my skillet and seasoned it up a little more to taste. And there you go.
Yeah, exactly. That's not what you pay for.
Right.
You know, you pay for the service.
Right.
You pay for something different than out of a can. Although, I mean, some restaurants still do shit out of a can kind of thing. Alex Patino for $10. Alex Patino for $10. Thank you very much. Personally, I don't need steak sauce, but if you invite other Mexicans, unfortunately, they'll want hot sauce and mess up a steak. I'm the only sophisticated Mexican.
Alex, you're correct, and you need to find better friends.
Yeah, that's pretty hard. That's pretty harsh. Let's see. Dung is Fung. Wait. Yeah, Dung is Fung for $2.
Here we go.
Dung is Fung for $2. Thank you very much. Jack Eats Meat. Wow, I thought you were a vegan. Ah, I might look like it every now and then. But
oh,
no,
scrawny
white guy, eh?
Yeah, something like that. Clearly, you know, you can't bench, bro. No.
But no, I'm not a vegan.
Right.
If people want to be vegan, they can be vegan.
Right. I mean, That's fine. Go by all means, knock yourself out.
Yeah, but being vegan these days is almost like being red pill becomes a personality.
Oh, or like 420. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I ruffled a lot of feathers when I made that tweet where it's like, really? Why are people so pissed off about that?
Because that's all they have. That's how they're edgy. You know, it's I'm 420 friendly. Well, so you like your pot. Whoopty fucking do.
Yeah, welcome to the Netherlands, you know?
Well, welcome to the rest of, you know, the United States now. It's like, okay, so you're like every other guy and every other woman. You like pot, you don't drink, and you're a vegan. Oh, whoop-de-fucking-do.
Oh, yeah, that argument the pot heads always made, where it's like, oh, it's better than alcohol. I'm like, ah, I kind of would believe you there, but like,
but
the
is best it still really, is it really?
It's intoxicateless.
Eh, well, you know, take intoxication out. Is it really better? I mean, oh, it's not a poison and blah, 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 blah. It still doesn't mean you're not insufferable.
Yeah, no, but that's kind of the thing with all those things. But I mean, smoking, things like that. The Dutch government is going hard on smoking, where I'm like, Okay, but what about alcohol? Alcohol has ruined more families than tobacco ever did. So.
Oh, so but, we're going back to prohibition. All right.
No,
so.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying
you are. I'm saying the Dutch government is. You guys haven't had gangster era yet, so apparently coming.
No. They're doing it with cigarettes.
Oh, well, they're trying to outlaw cigarettes?
Yeah. grocery stores
again,
aren't allowed.
It's prohibition. All right. This is going to be fun in Dutchland.
Yeah. I believe at this point, only gas stations are allowed to sell them.
Well, hey, Jack, if you decide to give up YouTube and you're tired of weightlifting and teaching guys how to be, you know, better in shape, you can always go into bootlegging, okay? But instead of alcohol, it's cigarettes. Just saying, man, there's an opportunity here because you got Russia in your front yard and you got Germany in your backyard and you got fucking Spain down south in the neighborhood somewhere, okay? I'm just saying, dude, here's an opportunity that if the Dutch government decides we want to go prohibition on smokes, here's an opportunity if you're willing to take the risk that you could make a fortune. Just saying.
Yeah, that was a thing where when you go to, let's say, Poland or whatever, Eastern Europe, they sell cigarettes for so fucking cheap. And people who went on holiday came back. And they came back with like 20 cartons.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, just saying. Like, the vice is always going to be there. And if you really want to be a true capitalist, you capitalize on where the vice is and where it's not and who wants it. And I don't know, you know, be an agorist, you know, an agorist or whatever they call it, where it's that gray era, you know, that gray territory. It's like, I just supply the demand. That's all.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just saying, you know. I got that from Queens of Stone Age, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Songs for the Deaf. I believe it's even the song called Song for the Deaf at the end. So they made that album as a sort of radio show. Like the whole album is actually just one radio show. And with Songs for the Deaf at the end, the radio DJ goes like, I can't remember his name. It's like, blah, 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 blah. Not saying, just say. Then it cuts off.
Nice.
That's where I got that from.
Okay.
Let's wrap this one up after this super chat. Sean Simone for the Canadian $2. Thank you very much, Sean, for the $2 Canadian. How many fathers went for a two-pack?
Well, you know, there's a reason that saying is in existence about the dad going out for a pack of smokes and never comes back. He didn't go out for a six-pack of beer. He went out for a pack of smokes.
That would be my mother.
Well, yeah, that, but, you know, that's different. She stuck around. Ah, you know?
Dark.
But I get it. No, that's why I'm laughing with you, not at you.
I had to go there.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's wrap this one up. Oh, Alex Patino for another $5. Jesus. That's what Canadians do. Buy tons of smokes and beers. I remember when Canadian soldiers came from training, the alcohol fridges were cleaned out by 9 a.m.
Goddamn right.
Yeah.
Kids, you're never going to outlaw vice, ever.
But before we wrap it up, I do want to mention.
Go ahead.
Because this old man had a special day on Monday.
Oh, yeah, it was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yep. Belly Dancer and I went out on the weekend, you know, the couple of days before. She was like, what do you want to do for your birthday? And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. It's just another day as far as I'm concerned. You know, when I first turned 50, that was...
First time you turned 50.
Well, yeah, it was, you know. It was the first time I turned 50, you know. Now I'm 50 again, all right? When I first turned 50, that actually fucked with shocked a little bit because I'm like, Jesus. One, I'm still alive. It's like, wow, okay. Part two was, holy shit, you're not a young man anymore. You're officially a middle-aged man at this point. And I definitely have less time ahead of me behind me. And it kind of fucked with me. And she made that birthday. She chose out of her own free will and agency to make it special for her. Well, you know, here it is. I'm 52 now. And I'm like, eh, whatever. You know, it's just another day. But she's like, no, I want to do something special. You know, I want to take you out to dinner. You know, where do you want to go? And she, you know, gave me a list and pretty much said, whatever you want to do. Well, you know, me being the guy I am, I'm like, well, you know, she's on a budget just like most of us. I don't want to break the bank and fucking buy her for her choices. You know, I'll crucify her in other ways, but not on that one. So I chose a restaurant. And out of all the options, the biggest reason I chose what we chose, which was called the Melting Pot, if you guys were wondering. It's a fondue place. They do cheese and they do steak and they do all kinds of stuff. But I chose it for the ambience. Okay, you know, I'm being aesthetic here. I'm being
quadruped bovine.
Yeah, that's right. I too eat quadruped bovine.
Of the black and white variety.
Correct, sir. Correct. With some gray poupon on the side. Mm. But it was, you know, the ambience. And so, yeah, we went there and had steak, cheese, and fuck, it was a good time, man. Mm. I'm telling you, because she had a couple other options, because she knows me well enough that she's like, what do you think of this? And I'm like, ooh, goddamn, that's a good choice too. There was a couple that part of me was like, man, if it's only my stomach talking, nothing else, there's other restaurants I would have chose, because it's like, I can eat more. But in this case, it was like, for the same price, I kind of want the ambience. You know, I want it to be memorable. Where the other places, they're good. I would have gotten sick off of eating all the food. Because I'd have ate that. I would have ate everything. It's like, I'm going to eat it all, you know. But I had to choose the ambience this time. I was like, ah, I want the ambience because we don't go here a lot. Because, yeah, it's not cheap. You know, it's a place that's not going to ask you, would you like some steak sauce with your steak? They already know, okay? It's one of those.
Nice. So you want to wrap this one up?
Sure.
Guys, everything Rob, robsays.net. For me, all the links are in the description. If you want to support the channel and get my version of the Book of Puck audiobook, click the join button and become a member and support the channel. Hit the like, subscribe if you haven't, and comment down below your thoughts of this show. Take us out.
Become a member and subscribe, goddammit.